You may not remember the story, but some of you may remember this, Tom Sutherland. And you might have heard something about this person. Several years ago, Shiite Muslim in the Middle East held Tom Sutherland captive for over 6 years. To be precise, 2,353 days as a captive. He was constantly chained up, locked up in a metal cage. In his speech after captivity, he asked an unforgettable question. He was asked, "How do you remember of the time that you spent in captivity?" Then he said, "It is very lonely, and you worry that you will people will forget you." And he said that, "I feel abandoned, and I did not think that anybody even knew that I was in prison." When he was in captivity, the prison guard used to tune into the radio, and he will tune into the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. So he intently listened every day to the radio, thinking that somehow the newsreader will catch about his captivity and will tell about his story. But every day he was hoping to hear, but nothing was heard in that radio about his captivity. And he was hoping that one day the world will prove of his innocence, but his name was never heard. And he remained in that prison cell, in that chain captivity for many, many years, for more than 6 years. But finally, after 6 years of captivity, Tom Sutherland was released. The U.S. government flew his wife, Jean, to Baghdad, and they were united. A few days later, they flew back to San Francisco. And as they landed there in the airport in San Francisco, and DSD were getting off from the airplane, he saw a lot of TV reporters flashing cameras with a microphone and all people holding signs and placards. Then he all in a sudden turned to his wife, Jean, and asked Jean, "Jean, I think there must be a celebrity here in this airplane." Then Jean turned to Tom and said, "You are the celebrity." And Tom could not control, but he started crying like a baby. And he said, "I thought everyone has forgotten me. I thought nobody knew that I was in captivity. But I'm glad that somebody does care for me." This is the true story about what happened on Christmas. God is predictable in his unpredictability. I'm not playing with the words, but that is true. God is predictable in his unpredictability. There is a pattern seen all through the scripture, all the way from Genesis to Revelation, about God showing up or God doing unpredictable things. God delights in surprising us and revealing us in which he is not like us. The Christmas stories confirms one pattern of God. He shows up in an unexpected places. It began in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned. It continues through the choosing of Israel and God's faithfulness despite disobedience of human beings. Throughout the biblical record, God shows up in unexpected places. The Christmas story is one of the best story about God showing up in an unexpected place through an unexpected woman at the most unexpected time. God showed up with the most unexpected and forgotten and despised by the society, the shepherd. This is the pattern of God. God shows up in unexpected places, in many places, and I'm just going to cite a few things that we find in the Bible. God shows up to Abraham in an old age. God showed up to Balaam in a donkey. God showed up to Caleb in a windless war. God showed up in Daniel's in a lion's den. God showed up through Eve, through the pains of childbearing. God showed up in Felix, in truth speaking by a common criminal. God showed up to Gideon in a wool fleece. God showed up to Hosea in an unfaithful wife. God showed up to Isaiah in the death of his king. God showed up to Jacob in a wrestling match. God showed up to King David in the death of a child. God showed up to Lazarus in his own death. God showed up to Moses in a shrub. God showed up to Noah in an ark. God showed up to Onesimus in a letter. God showed up to Peter on a shore. God showed up to Queen Esther in a kidnapping. God showed up to Ruth in a foreign land. God showed up to Samuel in the middle of the night. God showed up to Timothy in his youthful years. God showed up to Uzziah in a disease. God showed up to widow in the two mites. God shows up to King Xerxes in his second marriage. God showed up to Joshua in a ragtag army. God showed up to Zacchaeus in a tree. God showed up in an unexpected places and the forgotten and despised people and reminds that there is somebody does care. When choosing a people, he came to the smallest. When choosing a king, he came to the youngest. When choosing a disciple, he came to the least qualified. When choosing a gospel spreader, he came to the gospel hater. Israel expected placing through the birth order, but God chose the second son. They expected that God would protect the strong, but his law protected the widows, the fatherless, and the refugees. They expected Messiah would come from the religious elite, but he came from a young woman called Mary. They expected the Messiah in Jerusalem, but he was born in Bethlehem. They expected he would come in glory, but he came in infancy. They expect he would come and take up the crown of a king, but he took the cross. They expect he would praise the Pharisee and chastise the sinner, but he chastised the Pharisee and loved the sinners. They expect he would ignore the poor, but he promised them something more. They expect he would honor the tradition, but he hated their positions. They expect he would take up the sword, but he took up a cross. The scripture that was read today, the shepherds were not just in the fields keeping watch over their flocks. They were indeed living in their fields. That was their house. That was where they dwelt. And as a result of their trade, Jews would have viewed these shepherds as unclean people because they were not able to practice all the rituals. They were wearing dirty clothes and they were smelling with all kinds of odor from the sheep. The shepherds were all the time looked down. and were dropped down to the bottom of your society, and they were considered as outcast. Nobody even knew that they existed. But the shepherd represents the sort of marginalized people for whom the birth of Jesus Christ is the liberating, is the salvation, the good news that was brought to them. The shepherds in the fields near Bethlehem must have felt something like Tom Sutherland have felt, that nobody cares for them. Everyone has forgotten about them. They didn't even care that people counted them as human beings, because they were out there in the jungle, away from the civilization, and nobody even remembered them. But thank God, they were wrong. God does care for those forgotten, marginalized, outcast, unclean, ostracized by the society. God chose that people be the first people to proclaim the message of the birth of Jesus Christ. It was not all those learned theologians and the pastors, the ordained ministers from Jerusalem, but it was the shepherd, the forgotten and despised people were the first people, the harbinger of the good news. But what was then and what about now? You may not be an outcast from society, but some of you might be feeling marginalized. Some of you may be feeling alone. Some of you may be feeling ignored or insignificant. Ben and I, we were there in Nagaland for almost 4 weeks, and we took care of our aging parents. And one day, my dad is Alzheimer's. He's living in his own world. He's just sit up, sleep. If somebody give him water, he will drink. But my mom still remembers. But she is 94 years. And she was telling one day, "Son, I think everyone has forgotten your dad and I. We are alone all the time here." Of course, that is not quite true, because they are surrounded by my sisters and they visit them all the time, but she don't remember. But one thing she told me, "But I know that God has not forgotten." So I said, "Mom, you are right. God has not forgotten. And God is with you all the time." And I think that's what many people feel as we age. Sometimes that's what people feel when we feel challenges, when we feel some difficulties in life. But remember, somebody does care. When you are suffering, the good news is that God is with you, suffering with you. And somebody may be thinking, as for me, that I will always be an hyphenated American. But God does care for everyone. God does not care whether you are African American, Asian American, Indian American, or whoever it is. God cares for everyone. There is a God who loves us and cares for us all the time. And some of you may feel that you are unworthy of receiving God's blessing because of some of the mistakes that you have made, or some of the things that you have promised to God and you are not able to follow through. Don't worry. A child has been born for us. A Savior is born for us today. And the Savior is willing to embrace us and include us and accept us as His child, whatever circumstances and situation we may be. As the Scripture has said, "Come to me, those who labor, are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." God is not asking us to brush up and get ready, to go and see Him. God is asking us, with all this brokenness, with all those frustration, with all those failures that you may have, to come as you are. And He said that, if you are bearing some heavy burden, yoke with Me. He's not going to add us more burden. But the burden that He has, He's willing to yoke with us. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light. He's willing to carry us through whatever challenges and difficulty we may face. Somebody does care. Our Savior, who was born and has brought the good news, for the shepherd does care for us. It means that God can use your greatest heartache, your greatest challenges, the greatest difficulty, greatest suffering, to your own advantage. He can work through your greatest trial. He can even reveal Himself through the greatest pain that you may have in your life. It means things don't go right. We should have more expectation of God revealing Himself rather than less. It means we can embrace the sorrows of life because God most often used them to change us. It means there shall never be a moment in which we think God is not at work. He will always at work. He will be always revealing. He will be always doing more things than what we can imagine. God does care. Who would have ever thought that God would show up as an illegitimate child in Bethlehem to a couple from Bethlehem? Who would have ever think that He would make Himself known to us in such an unexpected way? God shows up in unexpected places. It means that He can show up today in an unexpected places where you and I are. May God bless us, because God does care for all of us. Amen.